I've got a very special guest today. It is my privilege to introduce Jim Weiss, a retired lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Army. Weiss retired 8 years ago from his position as a civilian attorney assigned to the Raccooning Command. Weiss served 43 years, starting all the way back in 1969, which would be the year that Quixie started broadcasting. So this is a great privilege, and he's got a holiday tradition that he'd like to share with us today.
First of all, Adam, let me thank you for allowing me to come out here to read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. And by way of background, I would like to just let everybody know that there was an 8-year-old girl by the name of Virginia O'Hanlon. She wrote a letter to the editor of the New York Sun newspaper, and the quick response was printed as an unsigned editorial on the 21st of September in the year 1897. The work of veteran newsman Francis Farcellus Church, yes, Farcellus, has since become history's most reprinted newspaper editorial, appearing in part or whole in dozens of languages, in books, movies, and other editorials, and on posters and stamps. Now, let me read you what the child wrote to the editor. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? What a classic question.
That is a classic question, and as a father, I've been asked that before. We'll get to hear what the response was in just a few minutes right here on Quixie 98.3. I've got Jim Weiss, retired lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Army. He's getting ready to read us the response to Virginia's question, is there a Santa Claus?
And here's the answer that was written back to Virginia. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginians. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to fetch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But there's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine how the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could ever tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 from now, he will continue to make glad hearts of children.
Jim, what a wonderful story. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Adam, and thank Quixie, and I hope that everyone who hears this has a wonderful and blessed Christmas.